Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mel and Ellen Show this Tuesday afternoon. I'm here in California and Ellen is in Florida. Before I went on the air, we were just chatting about our mutual Thanksgiving plans, and Ellen is having lobster and key lime pie. Isn't that quite an amazing gift to have on a very special, a very, very special holiday? And that is the theme of our show today, is Thanksgiving. We really wanted to kind of put the emphasis on the thanks part and then recognize that it's good to put the emphasis on the giving part too. Ellen, how are you doing back there today? Ellen, what's the weather like?
Well, you're going to laugh because I'm going to tell you, for us Floridians, this is cold weather. We're probably in the 50s.
Wow.
So, yeah. That sounds mid-50s. But because we're so close to the water and there's such a wind going on, that there's a lot of moisture in the air. And so it feels colder to us. And, of course, when you're used to being in the 80s, when you take a drop like this, it's a little chilly. But it's a gorgeous day. Clear skies, puffy clouds. That real, and I love the cooler weather because it makes me feel more holiday-ish, you know.
Like, oh, that's wonderful.
So it's wonderful. I'm not complaining at all, but I do laugh at us down here. If the weather gets a little chilly, we turn our heat on, we put fires in our fireplace, and people in California are going, what are you talking about? When you know what's going on in Washington and Oregon, across Montana, and the Dakotas, we're in heaven here, so I'm not going to say anymore about that.
My sister sent me an email. They live in Oregon, and she said, how come they don't call them Nor'westers?
Oh, yeah. It's bad up there. But you know, Mel, I knew that. Remember I told you that when we came in from the road? I knew this was going to be a bad winter.
Yeah.
And I said to Mark, we need to go home, and we did. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful. We talk about Thanksgiving. I am so grateful to be here and out of that scary stuff.
I think that's just incredibly awesome. Mel and Ellen, Melanie Thomas and Ellen Doreen are here on the Mel and Ellen Show today. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving, things to be thankful for. Ellen is one of the brightest, absolutely the brightest person I know when it comes to creating rituals and wonderful processes. It's really hard. Gifts, it's hard to explain sometimes exactly what it is you do, my dear. But on more than one occasion, I have been very, very blessed to be in her home and share a meal that is just profound in its beauty of Thanksgiving and the connection that it makes with the divine during that process. This is a uniquely American holiday. I was scratching around looking at some little things. I believe it became an official holiday in 1941, but all the presidents kind of played with it. Different days, not a different day, but there was the jockeying back and forth between the third and fourth Thursdays that went on for a while, finally settling on the third Thursday because it left more time for Christmas shopping, which I think has holiday shopping, which blew my mind when I came across that little tidbit, because I'm thinking about all the Black Friday stuff that's going on.
I hate that. I absolutely hate that. I refuse to participate, and I refuse to call it a Black Friday immediately following the blessing of Thanksgiving.
How beautiful.
I'm not there. I'm not doing it. It's a rainbow day, and I need your turkey and shut up. I'm sorry.
I totally agree, and how exquisitely well put. We are going to kind of run across some of the things to be thankful for. I know Ellen and I are on the same page when we know that, we get, and it's easy to do. I think it's really, really, really easy to get consumed. I'll use that word with intention.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's easy to get consumed by the feast, the preparation, the plans, the family, the all of the accoutrement, shall we say, that goes with the holiday. And that doesn't mean that people don't stop and give thanks, but you know, when people are consuming something like, I read somewhere, 640,000 pounds of turkey or something pretty, some statistic, 675 million pounds of turkey. That's like, wow. And I really think it's probably more than that. You know, we all get that tryptophan effect. And
I was just thinking we're all going to be sleeping for 1,000 years on our couch, you know.
Yeah. We wanted to focus today on you know, inviting you to share with us your what you're thankful for. What are you thankful for? I love what Ellen said, and I read something earlier today that a woman had written about. She didn't have very much, but she said, as I look what happened with Superstorm, with the superstorm and what's still going on in the Northeast. And like you said, the storms that are hitting the rest of the country, she said, I may not have much, but I'm thankful for the shelter that I have, the warmth that I have, and the food that I have and the family. So this is a just exquisitely beautiful time to take a time out. I think we should be thankful every day. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with me there. We should be thankful every day. But this is such a special time set aside. If you had to sort of narrow things down to let's say five things that you are most thankful for, my good friend, what would it be? I know I'm putting you on the spot right away.
Okay. First and foremost, my belief and faith and gift. I am so grateful. I am so blessed that my life has been formulated around the great creation, the great creator, Holy Spirit, however you want to address that, and that everything that I do and say and think in life is part and parcel of what Spirit gives me and how I am on the face of the earth. That would be foremost. I am more than grateful for my health and my husband and his health. And of course there's the children and the grandchildren. You can't, you know, that's three. You can't go forward. When you got health and family and your belief, that's major. Being home this year, as I said, and staying home. This is the decision that we've made, that there is no more leaving and going on the road. And for all the new friends that I've made here in Florida, throughout the chamber and the different leads groups, and the family of friends and people who welcomed me home with open arms, these are just beyond abundance. You can't really wrap your hands around it until it unfolds in your life and it's manifest. And I would think that would count as the top five.
Wow, well put. I love what you started with. I just simply love it. That's the same thing. That's at the top of my list too, to be, I'm just so incredibly, profoundly thankful for the freedom to choose.
Yes.
Not only choose what I believe, but to actively practice what I believe. To live my belief system unencumbered, and you know that's an amazingly precious gift, and I too am with you there when I want to give thanks for my gifts of faith. I couldn't get through this life without them, and how amazing that is, you know, to to be so blessed in this great country with all of its issues and challenges and faults. Still, it's still a great place to live, you know?
Yep.
And I sometimes people, that's a good thing. I invite folks out there in the bigger, you know, when you hear people crabbing about what's going on, you know, remind them, invite them. Just take a minute out. It's a good week to do it. Take a minute out and give thanks that you live here.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Thing. So I think health, I'm with you, health, my work. I'm just incredibly thankful for my work. Feeds me, feeds my soul, feeds my spirit. You know, I just feel incredibly blessed to be one of those people who, like you, I love my work, and it's just you know, not everybody does, and I'm really, 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 really happy about that. Someone said to me, and it wasn't about Thanksgiving, and it wasn't the context, but at all, but it struck me because it was in the last 10 days or so. Someone said, and they were having problems, which will become quite obvious when I tell you what they said. They said, "Oh, thank God for indoor plumbing."
Yes, absolutely.
And I thought, you know, there's another one of those things that we tend to take for granted. Look what's going on after the superstorm. I mean, you know, you get real quick the things that we take for granted. Our phone service, like you said, people hooking up to charge phones, plumbing, heating, all those basic things, which I think we forget to give thanks for every day, let alone on Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, you know, Mel, remember I used to say to you when I was on the truck, people don't understand the life of the truck drivers. They, you know, oh, you pull into the truck stop and you have dinner and there's people to talk to, and that's not always true if you're on a very critical load and you're moving quickly because you have to, and you're taking into account for bad weather and all those things. You wake up in a semi-lukewarm truck with maybe cold coffee, no way of washing your face with hot water, no way of getting a hot cup of tea or coffee to get going. You might eat a cold granola bar and have 10 hours to drive before you get to the stop. Yeah. And have your hot meal and your hot... I used to say that a lot. I mean, I'd get up in the morning and we'd pour water out of the... jugs that we had and wash my face with cold water so, you know, I could wake up enough at 1:30 in the morning and have lukewarm coffee until I could get to the next truck stop. So, yes, people take a lot for granted. You crawl out of bed, put your warm fuzzy slippers on and get hot water and a hot cup of coffee and you sit and watch the news. And, yes, we all need to be extremely grateful for the gifts that we have. Sorry.
Yeah, we agree. I'm also pretty thankful for nature. You know, I'm fortunate enough to live in a particularly beautiful part of the world that, you know, has gone basically unscathed by war and major disasters, although there have been a few, but they've been a little before my time, laugh out loud. We're due for another one. That's a story for a different day. But a beautiful, beautiful area that, you know, it another thing that feeds my soul that I'm so grateful for. Nature in its finest and biggest picture, you know, this time of year when the sky is not overcast in the morning, it is such a crisp, it just gets crisper and crisper as it gets colder and colder. And it's just it's an unbelievable thing to me, and it happens every, you know, all the time, several times a week when I go out at 5 a.m. and look up and you know, there are just millions and millions of stars all twinkling at you and saying hello, and it's so awesome. Nature is one of the things that I that feeds me also, and that I'm very thankful for. You have a different kind of nature, but nonetheless beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, I do miss the hills and the giant trees, but there you have it.
Well, you have the ocean right out your door, practically, so...
Yeah, we have the ocean and the river, and there is not a hill to be seen. A hill here is a high curve, so, yeah.
We're talking about Thanksgiving today. This is the Mel and Ellen Show. We're on BBS Radio. We invite you out there to give us a call. Doesn't cost you anything. You can call us toll free. Share with us what you are most thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. What you're thankful for any time of the year. It doesn't have to necessarily be directly tied to Thanksgiving. But what is it that you're thankful for? We're also available to answer questions if you have some. We're here. It's free. We both love what we do, and we're good at it. So you could give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, toll-free call, 888-627-6008. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you if you have a question, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear you share something with us about your experience of what is it you're thankful for. We probably covered some of the big ones, but we could get down to some of the littler ones. Although indoor plumbing, it's so easy to take for granted and think of it as being one of the littler things, but it's really not.
It's really not, no.
What is your most, traditions, Thanksgiving memories, Thanksgiving traditions, all families have them, they just range, the whole range of traditions and rituals, and from food to what you do, like Thanksgiving movies. For us, it's truthfully, it's football, so I have to be honest about that. I don't have to, but I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So one of the Thanksgiving traditions in my family is football. I'm sure that that's true for a lot of other people. But there are many, many traditions that go with Thanksgiving and memories that go with them. So two questions. What's your favorite Thanksgiving memory? And what's your favorite Thanksgiving tradition?
Oh.
I'm just having fun catching you all over the place today.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that I have a favorite tradition. I mean, just gathering the family together and sitting down and sharing a meal, and we're not football people.
Hello?
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 Hi. Are you?
Go ahead.
This is Alicia. I'm just thankful for my family, my kids, and we're all healthy and doing well. And I have a job.
Yay!
I know. I did want to ask you a question.
Yes.
If you're answering taking questions today. On the subject of home, I've been looking for a home of my own and trying to connect with an angel connected to the home to draw me in and direct me. Can you give me any insights?
Ellen?
All right. I'm going to ask. I don't usually ask a question, but are you staying in your area? You're not moving out of state. It doesn't feel like you're moving out of state.
Okay.
Is that correct? You're staying in your area?
Yes.
Okay.
I near my job.
Right. I just wanted to make sure I was getting on the same page with you. Okay. All right. I think that you've been searching for a while, although it doesn't feel like it was active. I think that you've been sort of passively looking on the internet, checking things out, and that kind of thing. There, if you are getting very specific, there is a real estate agent that is not too far away from you. Her name is Patty, and she is waiting to help you. And interestingly enough, the real estate office is located very close to a Catholic church, or in an area around a big church area. So I would spend a little time checking out real estate agents with the name Patty and see if you can find her. I think that she's sort of medium height with blonde hair, glasses on, dark frame glasses, and very well done, petite, well dressed, a little bit of makeup. As far as an angel, St. Jude is with you, and I find that very interesting. St. Jude is the archangel the saint of lost causes, but he's also the saint of wellness. And for some reason, it feels to me as though your move has something to do with making you all better. And so in that case, I would say a little prayer to St. Jude and see where that takes you.
Did that help, Alicia?
I'm going to listen to it on the radio because my connection was so bad I couldn't really make out what she was saying.
Ah, that's
all right.
Okay. So thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving and blessings
to you. Thank
you
for sharing. Great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope she can pick that up off the archives.
I hope so, too. The technological gremlins are still running around.
It
is Mercury retrograde.
Oh, please. I can't even begin to tell. You know, I do want to throw this in since you brought it up. I wasn't going to. But remember at the beginning on November 6th, I said to you, Mercury's retrograde, and we don't have to be affected. We're children of God. We can rise above this. And,
right.
The answer to that was I got smacked a good one. And the reason that I haven't been able to send you a copy of Rainbow's End is because nothing has happened.
Wow.
For 3 weeks. I finally got an answer back yesterday that they're working on it and they've had a terrible glitch and blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you, it's been... I had a marvelous interview set up to meet with one of the local charities because I'm going to work for a charity when I release the CD. He stood me up. He never showed. My business cards have been on order for a couple of weeks. They finally got done. It's just been, and I what I did finally was I stepped back, I took a deep breath, and I just laughed because this is what it is.
It is what it is, and I hope Felicia's listening, because if I didn't, and
didn't get to answer, yeah.
It better. Would you mind repeating that for her as best you could, so perhaps, she can maybe hear it again as she listens right now, I hope?
Okay, I can, I don't always,
I like some of it. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what I said was I think that there is, a lady named Patty, who is in a real estate office that is close by her, within 5 to 10 blocks at least, and also near a church when she asked for an angel. Patty is blonde, sort of to the small size, well done, well dressed. She has dark framed glasses, very little jewelry, very little makeup. I also said that I felt that she was moving for a wellness reason. It's not, I don't want to use the word health. This is a wellness reason for her and her family. And so St. Jude would be working with her. He's the saint of lost causes, but he's also the saint of wellness. And so maybe do a little prayer to him and get the help from him to move her along. I think that was pretty much the gist of it.
Right. That the angel would be, angel, you know, of Jude. I'm with you. I think that was pretty spot on. I'm always so amazed, but I don't get those descriptions like you do. That still always blows my mind. Felicia, we sure are sorry for the connection, but we hope that helped and that you're able to hear that. If not, you can go to BBS and get to our show through the archives and hear it again in its fullness. Sorry about that. I want to, you know, I'll be thankful when that's one of the things I'm sure I'll be thankful for is when Mercury retrograde's over, because I'm with you. I don't let it be a big deal. I don't choose to attach everything to it, but everybody out here, everybody, what a generalization. But with great frequency the past 10 days, almost 2 weeks, 10 days for sure, cell phone calls are just dropping out left and right. I mean, you're talking, bam, they're gone, you know?
Yep.
And it doesn't matter where you are. Of course, out, you know, where I live out here, sometimes we don't have cell reception. There's a couple places in my house, there's no cell reception. I know people out here that don't have it at all, but I'm not talking to people like that. I'm at my office and people are in metropolitan areas and, you know, all of a sudden, bam, they're gone.
Yep.
The sun flares are also pretty enormous. We had an enormous sun flare recently, plus the eclipse. There's a lot going on from an energetic standpoint that really, you know, I think kind of ramps up some of this. And one of the things, perhaps stretching a point here, to be thankful for is technology. But the flip side is the, you know, this kind of thing that we have to, the foibles and the disconnections that we have to endure.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense. It's been since the 6th. I think it goes direct on the 20th tomorrow or the 21st. So we'll have a direct retrograde, Mercury by the time Thanksgiving gets there. And I think that's going to be a blessing for everybody.
I think it went back till the 26th.
Oh, no. I think it's the 21st. Oh, God, please, not the 26th. I can't.
I shouldn't have brought it up at all. I shouldn't have said anything.
Anyway, I thought it would. I'm going to hang on to the 21st because we're skating through most of the bad part of it anyway. But I do want to, going back to our Thanksgiving stuff, because you know it is one of my favorite holidays. And when I got going working for the program, you know, getting stuff together, I found the neatest thing and I turned right to it. So that was fortuitous. It's a book called Sacred Path Cards, and it's by Jamie Sands, whose name is really Midnight Song in Native American. And I just want to, the card is called The Field of Plenty. Mm-hmm. And it's in his deck, and I just love this. And it goes, in our Seneca tradition, the field of plenty is seen as a spiral that has the smallest revolution out in space and its largest revolution near the earth. This shape could be likened to an upside-down tornado. When our ancestors assisted the pilgrims in planting corn and raising crops so that they would not starve, we taught them the understanding of the field of plenty by bringing baskets that were shaped like cornucopias full of vegetables. And when you look at the idea of what the field of plenty is out in space, it in their teaching, it was the non-physical plane of awareness that any time you can draw upon this field of plenty when there's a need, and the thought forms that provide all that ever is needed will manifest into our life in the field of plenty. And I just, and then, like I said, if you look at the picture of what that plane looks like, it's the cornucopia. And so, to me, ever since I read that, I keep a little cornucopia in my office to remind me that there is this magnificent field of abundance and plenty, and all we have to do is just remember to attach to it, give thanks for it, be grateful for it, and we can manifest it in our everyday lives.
That's beautiful.
That neat? I really like this guy's book.
Sacred Path Cards. Is that what you said?
It's the Sacred Path Cards, and his name is Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Sims. Let me look back. Just get my glasses on here because I don't have them on. Yes, I'm grateful for my glasses. Sams, Jamie Sams, S-A-M-S, and his name in his Native American name is Midnight Song. And these are cards. It's a card in a book, and it explains a lot of the Native American history of what their sacred symbols are, and you can use them like a tarot. And get answers. That is wonderful. Attaches you back to the great spirit, Holy Spirit, however you want to go there. But I thought that was so neat because the Horn of Plenty is such a huge symbol of a holiday. And here it is already. And it was given actually to us. So neat. Anyway, that's my nugget for the day.
The cornucopia of abundance is such a great image.
Yes.
Just such a wonderful, wonderful image.
And I love the idea that they weave this basket to represent a cornucopia, and then stuffed it full of vegetables and presented it as dips. And I thought, how wonderful is that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. I actually had a cornucopia-shaped basket a few years ago, but I don't know where it went. Maybe I gave it away. I hope I gave it away full of goodies. That would be good.
Yeah.
You're listening to
me.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, I used to have a little tiny one.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I used to have a little tiny green one that I kept on the truck with me all the time. So it's home somewhere.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You are, again, you are so good at, you are just so good at, even on the truck, having a little green basket, cornucopia basket. No wonder it resonated with you so much. Carrying your field of plenty around with you. That's a pretty powerful image.
Yeah. I love it. So there you have it.
You're listening to the Mel and Ellen Show. This is BBS Radio, and we invite you to call in and share with us, as Felicia did. One of the things that she shared that she's thankful for is her job and her family. I think we're all pretty much thankful for our families. Even when we don't get along, I think we're thankful for our families for the most part. So please give us a call. It is toll-free at 888-627-6008. Again, it's a toll-free call at 888-627-6008. And this is Melanie Thomas and Ellen Doreen, and you're listening to The Mel and Ellen Show, and we're really, really glad to have you here today. What I know that I kind of got you about your favorite things, traditions or favorite experiences with Thanksgiving. One thing I'm working on, I don't know if it's true for other people. I was not raised giving thanks for saying a blessing before each meal. I wasn't raised that way. So, you know, it's something that I've come to later in my life. And I am still not, you know, I'm not there yet. Well, you know, are any of us ever there? I'm not there yet in terms of doing it every single meal. Not only that, I sometimes will be into it and then stop and give thanks for it, because I figure, you know, that's better than just blowing it off altogether. But I thought about it because I've always been a part of something. Like on the retreats, we always hold hands around a circle and give thanks before every meal. And I looked at it as like something that I would do on special occasions, but I didn't incorporate it into every day. So one of the tasks for me this year is to take that idea of Thanksgiving on that day, that meal, that experience, and really working harder to bring it in again, like you said, that field of plenty, bring it into the abundance of every day. Do you have something in your life that you want to bring into daily thankfulness?
You know, you're right about that. It's very hard. I was also not raised in a house where we said blessings before every meal. And it was not until much later that I really tried to incorporate that. And as you said, I got halfway through a meal and go, nee, and then have to stop. And not have to stop, I don't think that was, but I stopped to give thanks. I think that the biggest thing that I'm working on, and it's just been reinforced for me 3 times in the last couple of weeks, and so I'm going to actively work on it for next year, and that is a grateful journal. And I teach this. I teach this in every single one of my classes. This is one of those ones, you know, physician heal thyself, as they say. I don't always do it. And I get tired and I gotta sit in the zone and read something. And Instead, I really need to, the actual practicality, cut a few pictures out of a magazine, put it on a page, and say, gee, this is something I'd like to manifest in my life. I really like this, and I am so grateful that today. But I've taken it one step further to put three things that you're grateful for, no matter how bad your day is, and to say that I'm really glad this day is over does not count as one of those things.
Ah.
You could write it, but you have to go on from there. But I think the way it's manifesting now for me is three things that you're grateful for and what person the next day you're going to tell that you were so grateful for what happened and how that particular small miracle is moving your life forward. And then the next day you write down, this is who I told, and this was my experience. It doesn't have to be pages and pages of prose, but I sometimes forget how profoundly each and every one of us touch some person during the day, even if it's just smiling or talking. But to sit down and say to somebody, now you can't grab Joe Smith off the street and say, hey, because they're not going to get it. But there's to reach out and make a phone call and say, you know, I had this small miracle happen in my life yesterday, and I just wanted to share it. And I'm so grateful it happened. And thinking that connected me back to you, and I wanted to let you know. And so I'm going to get a scrapbook that doesn't have lines in it. I'm going to get some, you know, my magazines and my glue stick, because part of the gratefulness is this is, I'm so grateful that I'm here and manifesting. And these are the things I want to do to manifest that. So I think that's going to be my focus starting January 1, because it's too late to, I mean, it's not too late, but I'm not going to start it now. I'm going to start in January so I can do a whole year.
Wow.
You asked, you got it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I recently read somewhere, it's interesting that you brought up the writing down the gratitude journal and writing down three things every day that you're grateful for, regardless of how bad or how good the day is. That what a really amazing exercise that can be. It is part of bringing it into our consciousness and creating, like you said, contributing to creating an abundance attitude.
Yes, and I'd like to tell you that this was an original. Actually, it was. This is very funny. It was an original thought. It was one of the things I thought of when I was starting to put my class on intuition and growing. In your own spirituality and your own sixth sense type of stuff. And I was very excited about it and did some research on it. And actually, Saint Ignatius was the first one way back in 15-something who actually, he calls it the doctrine. And at the end, actually, he says to do it three times a day, that you stop, you take account of where you are in the day, you stay grateful. You say what you're grateful for. You make amends, which is to forgive yourself or whoever that's crossed your path sometime during the day. And then, you know, do your thanks and move on. And so when I read that, I thought, gee, there's nothing new under the sun. But, and it always is so surprising when I have these thoughts and then you see that, it really is a formula. I mean, people have known this for hundreds and hundreds of years, and we have strayed a little bit from our spiritual being and our spiritual path. So it was kind of for me, instead of being kind of strange, it was an acknowledgement that my thought pattern was correct in moving us forward. So I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very fun.
I think it's just simply a great idea, and I love how you incorporate it into the work you do in your classes and your teaching. And of course, you know, like all of us, we we strive to be on the same page with our students and do the work ourselves. So, you know, what a wonderful, wonderful goal. And what a great practice. You mentioned the word practice. It is. It's a great practice, the attitude of gratitude. But it's really easy, especially, you know, with all the craziness, crazy drivers, rude people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We could go on and on and on about that list. In this day and age, what a wonderful, wonderful practice to shift those energies.
Yep. Go back to your basics. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And on you go to the next, you know. I think the hardest one when we talk about Thanksgiving and blessings and stuff, you know, you're driving down the street someplace and some lunatic cuts you off and you're just about to open your mouth and say, and then you go, bless you and have a wonderful day.
Right.
And that's so hard to do. It's like, I have to tell you this is another piece of this kind of stuff. I have a very dear friend who's a practicing Catholic. And I use that word particularly because it actually means to be doing something. It is a verb. She is actually practicing her religion. And so she's gone on to doing confession and stuff. And we were laughing because she had gotten into a political discussion that got out of hand, and she did a lot of swearing. And so she went to confession. And about 24 hours later, the topic came up again, and by God, she ripped another one, you know? So she went back to confession, and she said, she's very funny, she made me laugh, she said she got the mean priest this time. And she confessed that she had just done the same thing over again. And this is so good. Do you know what his penance was for her? He said, go home and put a grain of rice under your tongue and hold it there for a few hours and see where that leads you. And I thought, that's even better than washing my kid's mouth out with soap.
Wow.
Because for holding that grain of rice under her tongue, she couldn't talk, first of all. And second of all, she could feel it, and it made her conscious of her tongue. And it goes back to the biblical thing. It's not what goes into your mouth. It's what comes out of your mouth that defines the person.
Right.
And I thought, so I just had to share that on the blessings and Thanksgiving and where we're taught and how we change and grow. I just think those things are so neat. So anyway, that's my story.
What a great story. What a great concept. I'm going to pass that on to
people with kitty winks.
Some great grandkids.
But I just thought it was so neat because the sideline to that is I think that there are so many people now trying to reach their spiritual roots. And I talked with you about that before, Mel, that this year seems to be pushing us to get a hold of who we are, where we're from, what we believe, where we stand, and how to move forward in that faith. And so when I hear stories of people turning back to their faith, or people turning back to spirit, or learning to grow and change, I think that's such a blessing and such a bountiful Thanksgiving. If every person does it one person at a time, we'll be in a much better place.
I would totally agree with that. Amen to that. Actually, I think that's so true. It begins with us as individuals.
Yeah, it does.
That's how you walk the talk is absolutely critical, and you have no idea. I don't believe any of us has any idea at all, nor actually at some level should we, what the ripple effects of that can be in someone else's life.
Exactly.
That's an act of giving.
Exactly.
And something to be thankful for.
Yep.
You're listening to the Mel and Ellen Show. This is Ellen Doreen and Melanie Thomas. We come to you every other Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and 4 o'clock. What is it back there? Eastern?
Yeah, Eastern Time.
Eastern, well, just yeah. Eastern Time. You don't have an extra thing in there, huh?
Well, it's Eastern Standard Time, but I, as a driver, ex-driver, we drop the,
oh,
the
right.
standard daylight and stuff out. It was just Eastern Time. E.T., call home.
She's an E.T.'s time zone. We are here again every other Tuesday, and we would love to hear from you. It is toll-free to call us at 888-627-6008. Share with us something that you're thankful about, something that you're doing to give. This is a pretty big season for giving in lots of different ways. I think I shared with you last time I have a friend who on Thanksgiving would, depending on how his year went, he would go out and buy 25 to 50 turkeys, and he would give a few to charity, but the joy he had was just passing them out, randomly passing them out to people that either he knew or didn't know at all. And I thought, man, that is a really, really cool way to give thanks on Thanksgiving.
I think those are the kind of things that family traditions should be about, you know?
I agree. I have a granddaughter who I really appreciate. She has two children of her own and another, her husband's sister's daughter that they care for and raise. And she takes them to food banks. They volunteer at food banks. They volunteer. And she does this, especially this time of year is when it started, soup kitchens, et cetera. The kids are little, but they can swab tables. And she said it's really interesting because there's something happening or they're experiencing something that they can't get any other way. She said it gets them way out of the me, 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 I want this time of year, and has really just, and I think that's probably what triggered it as they move into their preteens, you know, the me, I want everybody's got. And she said they're just not doing that the last 2 years now. They look forward to the volunteer work they're going to be doing, another way of giving thanks for what you have and participating in community in a really, really, you know, in a really, really awesome way.
Yeah. And, you know, it just as you said that, too, it doesn't really have to be something that you bought or purchased or, you know, this about giving is all about giving of yourself too, and the working of the soup kitchens and as they said, swabbing the tables and doing all that stuff. These are really big deals, and I think that it's one of, you've heard me say this before, I think this is one of the things that our children of this generation, this decade, are truly missing. You know, when we'll jump a little bit forward to Christmas, the whole idea of Christmas is to give thanks for the birth of the child,
right,
who was born to save us all. And if that isn't your belief system, then you don't have to celebrate that. But then you have Hanukkah with the lights, the seven lights that lasted. It should have only been one light that lasted 7 days, and they won their battle. And there's all these things, and it's all about miracles and spirituality. And this group of folks is sort of missing some of that plug-in. And so if it starts just by doing a little charity, the greatest of these is charity, it reintroduces them to spirit. And I think that's so important. It's very exciting.
I couldn't agree more. I kind of, you know, just really simple things, just amazingly simple things can be a part of that. And I know that it is said that, gee, you know, everybody is full of all that kind of kindness, that kind of giving, that kind of going the extra mile comes out especially this time of year, especially as we move towards towards Christmas and Hanukkah and the other traditions that surround this time of year. But, you know, there's a lot of giving that goes on all year long in those, in that just doesn't get, you know, this time of year, it's all over the news. The right. rest of the year, it's not all over the news. The fire departments, the yeah. organizations, the food banks, they work all year long to give.
Meals on Wheels, all of those people, they're out there doing it all the time, you know.
I also read something earlier this week or last week about Thanksgiving traditions. One was creating your own sort of little Thanksgiving tree by cutting out leaves. It takes a little time. Cutting out leaves and have everybody in the family write on it what they are thankful for, which I thought was really I just thought it was, you know, everyone can participate in that and then hang them on a little tree. I just think that that's a really nice way to reinforce, especially for little ones, the idea of Thanksgiving. And then I was sharing that with someone, and she's like you. Just in that way, she gets an idea like that and runs with it, and she said, oh, she said, that's a great idea. She said, she was going to figure out how to make little leaf envelopes so people could stuff dollar bills in them and then, you know, collect some cash and donate it somewhere.
I was already going for the glitter and the glue and the bare branch from the backyard and the clay and, you know, and then, yes, you can put dollar bills on it. What a great thing. I like it.
I thought it was just a really, really sweet idea.
Oh, and especially if you have a house full of little folks, you know, that they learn that this is what I'm grateful for. And not only that, but they get to put it on the tree, and then the tree shows everybody what the great. I mean, it's just a perfect teaching. Yeah. I like it. Yay!
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clever thing. The world is full of clever people.
And yeah.
Especially when it's channeled in the attitude of gratitude and with that spiritual foundation and faith, it's a really, really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mel and Ellen Show. We come to you every other Tuesday afternoon. Our next show will be Tuesday, December 4th. We will be here at 1 p.m. streaming live Pacific Standard Time and 4 o'clock on the East Coast, ET time. In ET time.
Yeah.
Please, we really do enjoy coming to you and would certainly like to hear from you. It's a toll-free call. We are both practicing intuitives. It's how we make our living. We both teach and work in this field and have for many, many years. So do take advantage of that. We're here in this hour to share with you, to chat with you, and to answer questions that you might have. And you can call toll-free, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Are you going – so you're going to have family. That's and your mother, that cracked me up.
Sorry about that.
No, I wouldn't be sorry. I think that's wonderful. I think it's just wonderful that your mother's going to be there. I think about people who aren't able to be with their families, and if you are someone like I know, we always had when the kids were younger, we always had somebody extra. You know, maybe two or three somebody's extra that the kids brought over or invited over, they knew didn't have a place to go. Is there not a tradition? And I'm out of it a little bit here, but isn't there a tradition? I want to say it's a Jewish tradition, but perhaps not, where you set a table, you set a place at the table for
Elisha.
Pardon?
Elisha, there's always an empty place setting an extra place set in at the table to invite Elijah, the prophet, to come and join you for dinner. I think that's every holiday. I wouldn't want to stake my life on it, but certainly it is a tradition that they invite Elijah to come. And actually, you can go back to the Native Americans also, who take a plate of food and honor the four, they honor the above and below and then the four directions. And then they put the plate of food out for spirits to come, you know, spirit to have as a thank you for the abundance they've observed. So it's quite a well-known tradition unilaterally, I would think, although I don't know that the churches do that. But.
I know there are Asian traditions that are similar. I think what I was running to is, you know, if you are one of those people who have the abundance, who have, you know, the warmth of a home and family and friends and have an extra space, think of somebody who might be alone. And if you're not going to invite them in your house, you know, elderly people that don't have family close by, that drop by, say hello. Just, you know, what is it going to be? 15 minutes, even a half hour, and is a great gift of, you know, here we go back to Thanksgiving gifts that we can give people right in our own neighborhoods. I have a friend who has two elderly neighbors, one on each side of her, and they're not in the best of health. So, but she will be she'll be dropping into their homes, bringing them a little soup on Thanksgiving Day, because one of them for sure doesn't have family close by, and the other one, I don't know what that situation is. But these are such simple things that we can do that bring such richness and abundance and gratitude into the lives of others.
Yeah, and you know, that's really a true statement down here where we are. We have many military families where folks are serving overseas and the families are stationed here. And through our Chamber of Commerce, we have what we call the MAC Council, that's Military Affairs Council, of which I am a supporter. And we make sure that the military families have enough food, they have a place to go, the serving men who are here who have no families with have a place to go, and make sure that they're all comfortable, because, you know, there is no higher honor than serving those who are called in that manner than to have them in your home and share what you have with them. I don't care if it's super lasagna, you know. So we do have that down here. We do that a lot.
That's wonderful. Well, this is the Mel and Ellen Show. We're starting to wind down, coming to the end of this hour that we've been really, really glad to come and share with you, spend time with you. Thank you for allowing us into your homes, your offices, wherever you might be. Ellen Doreen, Melanie Thomas, we come to you every other Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock PST and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. This is such a great time to spend with you. I always am so edified after our exchanges. And I really, really want to just take a couple of moments to wish you, my dear friend, an exquisite, you and your family, all of your family, the families that are there and the family that I know cannot be there, just an exquisite, exquisite day.
And you too, my dear friend. And I wish we were there, but I'm tickled to be here, and we'll hug and jump up and down some other time. But
I'm happy that you're not on the road anymore. That's a great blessing. That's a real, real thing to be thankful for.
Well, thank you.
That's something I know you're thankful for every single day.
Every single day. In fact, today I woke up in gratitude. It was, for us, chilly and cold. And it was 6, and it was still sort of darkish. And I thought, I don't have to get up. I don't have to go anywhere until later. I can just lay here. And I was so grateful, and I just snuggled down and enjoyed the warmth of the blanket and the comfort of the house. And so I do stay in gratitude daily for being here and being safe. Yes, because it is so treacherous out there. right now with the weather it is, it's very easy to have an accident slide over the road, tip upside down. And it's not your fault. It's just, you know, one of those things that happen because ice and snow and bad conditions. So no, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to be here.
So am I. We want to thank you all for joining us today. This is Melanie and
Alan.
And Alan. And we wish you all a very, very,
very happy Thanksgiving.
Bye now.
Bye now.